If you're ready or not, we're starting the podcast today because my social battery, as we all know, drains very easily. Although I am an extrovert and hilarious, my battery drains and I'm about to be drained and I have a call at 4. So we're going to start. We're doing another podcast today and we're not talking about weddings. Fuck weddings.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
We're not doing it. We're kind of just going to go off. That's my tired. I am tired of talking about weddings on the podcast. Although it's very important. We need to keep up with it. And we will. We'll start next week again. But we're just going to have conversations.
But you get a little break this week, and we get to have our little sillies.
Yeah. I'm going to get my sillies out. Week. But we are going to start with an icebreaker. Spring cleaning. All right? What are your intentions for this season? Or what are your goals? What do you want to do, Corinne? I think I know. We know what you want to do. Like, what?
I feel so put on the spot.
Go ahead.
You know what I want to do? What is it?
You want to do...
What? Oh. She was confused because you made a motion that resembled something else.
The lips.
Oh! Tell everyone what it is. Okay. So as I'm getting older, I'm noticing that I'm losing elasticity in my lips.
Losing the collagen.
And I thought maybe if I just went and got a little sprinkle, just a little, that it would just pucker them up a little bit. I don't want full on like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but I think that's good. I think it's gonna look like that because you already have very full lips. I feel like you have exceptionally full lips.
Really?
Yes. Does anyone not agree?
I agree. I tell her every day.
You think they're gonna? Shrinking? I don't think they're shrinking.
Yeah, look, I can see the little wrinkles.
So I don't think you want to do. Like, is there anything they could do to just plump them and not?
That's what I want.
No,
like, just it's a little plump. A little
Go to someone good that does it naturally. Yeah, but
I
also
want very natural. I don't want them to change the way I just want to bring a little bit more of that plumpiness back. See?
Yeah.
And well, you have big lips.
You
too.
Have beautiful lips. I wouldn't get them lips. Done either.
Thank you. I would take a little bit on the top, just a little here and there. But I saw this girl. She uses hyaluronic acid and rubs it on her lips and then puts Vaseline on top. And then she says apparently it helps plump them a little bit. But then everyone's like, well, lip injections, I guess, are just hyaluronic acid injected into your lips. But I'm not a scientist. And I feel like, is that correct? I don't know.
I just feel like I'm starting to see like the little like fine lines and like things like that. And you know what? Getting older is not that easy, girls. And I have to look at 20-year-olds over here. And you still have your baby skin. And
do I have baby skin? Keep telling me more.
But I also feel like the way you're doing it is like, you're not like young just putting stuff into your face, you know what I mean? You're like just doing small tweaks here and there, and I feel like that's gonna give you the most natural results.
Should we have her come in and do it on the cock test?
Stop.
I would love that.
Oh, and today we're not calling it a podcast. It is a cock test.
Yeah. That's what it is. If any lip injectors,
what about the cock test?
If any lip injectors out there want to collab with us,
have her come in and do it on the.
You need to be like,
but be really like good.
Real,
don't be
coming at me if you're like not a real.
Yeah, if you're offering your service on Groupon, don't be coming at us on our DMs because we don't want anything. I get Botox, so you can't. So I get it right here, and I can't move my. See. I get it every 4 to 6 months. You see it?
No.
I can't move my forehead.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I fucking love it. My mom's like, you're injecting poison into your face. Cut it out. And I'm like,
it's just bee venom.
Like, let me live my life. Yeah. I love it. I will get it forever.
Well,
probably.
Then why?
Because you don't need
your forehead.
Because I had Botox. That's why it looks like it doesn't need it. You don't need lip implants or injections.
Lip implants.
Whatever the hell you call it, I feel like you don't need them. I feel like your lips are what people aspire to be like.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, can I be honest with you?
Of yours.
People that get their lips done, I think no matter what, you can tell they get their lips done. It's just a
thing. I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do really want to get it done.
Around the sides, it kind of, when you see it in person.
Well, maybe I'll do it once and then be like, this isn't for me.
Yeah. And then it'll go away eventually.
Or maybe it won't. Didn't one of the girls?
I think you have to have it dissolved, don't you?
Yeah. I think for the most part,
I don't think
you
it goes
do,
away, right?
But no, you have to get them dissolved.
Yeah, but I think it slowly dissipates. It's not like you're going to like get it once and have plump lips
forever. Well, because somebody told... Okay, I've heard... You know, maybe somebody out there on Instagram, whatever, land, podcast world, knows about this. I've heard a couple people say, I've only gone one time, and then I was like, good. Like, I've never gone back again. Like, it stayed, their lips look beautiful. And then I've heard other girls be like, I have to go like every 6 months.
Yeah, but everyone's lips are different.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's what it is.
Yes, other ones' lips are different.
Yeah, it's like all the filler lips. I'm going to get my top done.
Same.
But I also feel like...
I am not being... Why? Because I said your toes?
Yes!
Are
Well, explain to the podcast.
I'm mad.
I like... Okay, there's something wrong with soup. Soup's not an ugly color. Soup is a beautiful color.
You said they look like lobster bisque. And I said they look like berry.
We're talking about Corinne's toenails, by the way. Just so everyone knows. We are having a lunch break.
What?
And Cassidy mentioned that Corinne's toes look like lobster bisque.
Or tomato color, by the way. Not like my actual toes.
And she's acting like I hacked her arm off.
I was so excited to pick this color, and you've literally ruined it for me.
Aww. And she was literally talking all winter.
She's like, I love this color. I love this color.
I love this color, yeah.
Now you won't make that mistake again.
Oh! You are such an ass.
Coming in strong on the
podcast. Is anyone going to come to my defense here?
Leah, nope.
Leah,
do you like my color? I do. I wanted it for myself.
That's right. She did say that.
And then I chose something else because you got it. And I was like, I don't want to be a total copier.
Well, I don't care. It's not like we're hanging out. Like, we're not like...
We're here every day.
We're not like OnlyFans being foot fetish models.
But Cassidy said that my toenails look like pennies. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's yeah. Pennies.
Copper pennies.
Cassidy better not get a look at my toes.
You don't have any no toenail polish on.
I got nothing going on.
I've noticed that.
Do you look at mine?
Can I see your color?
Yeah. It's beautiful spring pink.
It looks like cotton candy. Pink.
Cherry blossom. I would rather cotton candy than lobster bisque any day of the week. I'm just kidding. All right, relax. Get back to this. Anyway, on the cock test, we're talking about dicks.
Oh my god.
Boys. And I think I'm a lesbian.
Coming up on Thick and Tired.
No. We have to get back to it. Okay, Leah.
Okay, go.
Spring intention.
Oh, spring intention. I was just talking about this. I'm starting 75 soft. So my spring intention is to get back into a routine for myself. Cassidy, what?
I'm also laughing.
Why are we laughing?
Are you doing 75 flaccid?
Why not 75 hard?
75 erect.
Well, 75 hard is actually the term. But I'm doing the docile version of 75 soft. 75 flaccid, I'll call it that if you like, since it's the dick episode.
For the cockcast.
For the cockcast.
It just sounds like a porno.
Well, it's not.
I'm going to have to bleep a lot of this out.
Okay, let me explain to you what 75 soft is then.
Mm-hmm. We're waiting.
I'm waiting for you guys.
I'm silent.
So, okay, 75 soft is just getting myself back into a routine, and because I feel like I haven't been very disciplined with myself lately. So it's every day, you have, for 75 days, you have to read 10 pages out of a book. You have to, you know, work out once a day, you know, have one active rest day throughout the week, only drinking on social occasions. Like, I just want to get back to me. So, and I like having a challenge, so I'm challenging myself.
Okay, good for you.
Wow. So that's my intention.
Oh, hey. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're, that's how, to me personally, sounds like my living hell.
Yeah, Leah loves to set a goal.
I love being able to achieve something, and I
think. And you will, because you'll do it. You will do
with it. With 75 soft, though, one of the big things is I hate taking pictures of myself, and I hate looking in the mirror. So for this challenge is I have to take a picture every day. And I think looking back on that, I'm going to be like, wow, I'm building this confidence for myself that I didn't have before. So, yeah.
Is it like a full body pic, like for progress?
They say like progress picture. So I'm probably going to do that and just, but I don't want to make it all about like, oh, I hate my body.
Yeah.
Like I want to feel good in the pictures too.
Exactly. You want to see like your body getting like stronger and healthier. And honestly, you're hot anyways. Yeah, so at least like that'll be easy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So hot.
Yeah.
Spring intention. When are you starting that OnlyFans?
I was looking at myself when
I said
it.
My spring intention is starting OnlyFans.
And what are you going to be there in that OnlyFans? Say it. Tell them. Just say it.
So,
just say it, Gia.
For the OnlyFans.
It's just going to be me naked and smoking. That's what you said.
Wait, I'll be Gia, you're really doing an OnlyFans page?
No.
I'm
way too shy for that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. The thing is.
Well, tell the podcast what you originally thought you were going to do for
OnlyFans. Gia literally sat there with this hanging out of her mouth, and she goes, yeah, this is going to be like my only. This is like my OnlyFans.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I will prop up.
Spread eagle.
Yeah. I'll prop up my camera. Put everyone's going to want to tune in.
They spread eagle. With any type of...
Welcome home, boys.
Yeah, welcome in. And I just sit there dead silent, just staring at them, saying
that's
nothing.
That's the best part about it, nothing, no talking or anything.
Just staring and puffing. But, no, oh, I don't think I can do OnlyFans, but we can touch on that maybe a little bit later in the Cockcast.
Set a challenge for yourself and do it.
Exactly. Well, I don't really know exactly what my spring cleaning intention is, but honestly, I just want to get myself into, I don't know, just like a better mindset, better vibe, just like, I don't know, I feel like I really want to take control of what, I'm not sure yet.
Okay. But you know
I feel
what?
Like take control of getting myself.
You have half a plan, so you're halfway there.
That's what everyone says.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on like,
do you, girl.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm working on trying to take like the little stressors I think about throughout the day and just knock the meaning off of it. Because you know when you just sit around and think about things all day long and you go, oh my gosh, what is this going to mean for me in like 12 years from now?
Yeah. Like what though? Like what?
Literally, I couldn't even tell you. Anything. Everything. It's like, oh my gosh, like if I don't like clean my room today, what am I going to be doing in 3 months from now? You never know. You know what I mean? Or like, oh my gosh, what if,
it's like
what if I die on my way home and now I have a messy room? What is that going to mean? Mm. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't know. But I think, you know,
that look close to your fucking head.
Yeah, I'm like crazy. Like I have like a lot of things going on every single day, just like a nutty person. And I just need to be, and that's why I did have a moment of mindfulness. And I said, dang, I probably should do this more often. Because I really did feel good after when you just go, you know what? I am thinking like a crazy person. So I'm spring cleaning my mind.
Oh, that's, I like that.
There you go. That's
sometimes
your spring cleaning.
Sometimes
I'm spring cleaning your mind.
Only sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's yours?
That's fool. My plan.
I don't really know.
Fool.
I'm feeling good, truly.
Yeah.
Scar's doing great. Business is thriving.
But you don't have a spring.
No, I don't think so.
You're the one that came up with this topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Maybe so you just wanted to,
us to air out all of our shit.
She wanted to be like, look at all these bitches.
Look at all these chaotic problems.
I got none.
I mean, no, I have problems. Perfect. Like, I don't know. I really, I maybe get it. Like, I think, Leah, you little like inspired me a little bit. Maybe get into a little bit more routine, especially with work. You know, Rob gets home.
I feel like you're pretty organized.
I am so fucking, of course I am. But like, you know, I don't know. I can get, like when Rob gets home from work, I literally just go right downstairs. He takes over the dad thing. That's because we can hear these motherfuckers. She just set them right outside the bridal store. That's because these bionic ears that you purchased us, we can hear everything.
Wait, yeah.
I literally just heard that girl.
Sam was on like, the phone.
Like,
that was awesome. That loud.
I didn't know what I was listening for.
She was like, hey, I'm just in front
actually,
of the bridal store.
It's actually a struggle on a rainy
we're good,
day.
We're good.
Life,
we're
good. You know I mean?
Anyway, so
well,
I don't,
I'm
Leah,
glad
you guys, I got, I don't, I
I'm
feel
glad
honestly,
I inspired
I don't
you. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just like give yourself one thing to do. Like I'll struggle with just getting up and going and doing like, even if it's just the dishes, like I'll be like, oh, I'll get to it later. And then I always hate that. Like that later on I'm just like, oh, why did I save this for myself? And like even doing laundry, I'll wait until the last second till I have to do it, and then I'm like, why did I do that?
So I did think about something in relation to 75 hard and in relation to the Cockcast.
What?
Hear me out. I don't know,
well, your show today, everyone, you out because we can only hear the lady outside talking.
Yeah,
no, literally. Well, I don't.
Anyways. All right, anyway.
So what I was thinking in relation to 75 Hard and the Cockcast, I don't know if this is the direction where we want to start to take the podcast already. Hear me out. Say you're doing 75 Hard and okay. You need 2 workouts in a day.
Okay.
You go for a run outside in the morning. Woo, first workout done. What if you have very intense, strenuous intercourse? Can you count that as a workout? Put your Apple Watch on. How many calories you burn? Can it count?
I don't think I've ever burnt that many calories having sex.
And I know you keep that watch on.
No. No. But I just
that
feel
would
like
be so lame, like, if you did, though.
Imagine everything's off except for my
Can
Apple
I tell you? I gotta get personal. I get so pissed off at Paul when he doesn't take his watches off.
Really?
I'm like, take it off now.
What about, like,
he's
jewelry?
Not tracking. What jewelry?
That's like telling someone, like, I don't know if I've ever yelled at Justin, like, take that watch off.
While you're doing it?
Is it because, like, an electronic watch?
Like, you also
with
have to
Apple.
Take
off. Yeah. This was scratching me up with a fucking thing.
Yeah,
take it off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Take it off.
No. I always, before
no,
I get into
I'm
bed,
into
I put
it.
This,
take it off.
It has to go on a charger. Like, unfortunately, it has to be charged every fucking night.
Yeah.
She's like, hold on. Carry on, Justin.
Well, that's the same thing with socks. Like, take your fucking socks off if you're doing it.
I'm not into that either.
First of all, are if you married a man who wears socks to bed, divorce him.
Well, no, he doesn't. Actually, I have to check this out.
So for anyone that doesn't know, we have Sam on the sidelines.
Does Gil wear socks to bed? He's disgusting.
I wear socks to bed.
Go, well, then you're fired. Corinne, get rid of her. I don't know why she's hot. I don't know why she's here.
No, I can't. Like, I'll that's start
first of
sweating.
All. First of all,
well, wait. If I'm
okay. So wait. Let me add this to my tally of things Cassidy hates:
baths,
cats,
socks,
in animals bed. In bed,
anything that can't wipe its own ass, and socks in bed. Let me tell you something, Rob. Okay, so Rob used to do this, and he's not listening because I don't. Maybe he will listen. He goes. He lays in fucking bed with his clothes on from the day.
Oh.
There is nothing.
Oh, of course you have a problem with that.
There is nothing that
feels like I do that every day.
I take my clothes
more.
Off when I get in the bed.
Like, listen, it's not like Rob is like, you know, in the fucking coal mine union, okay? Like he's a
white collar man.
He's a finance man, he's a businessman.
He's not.
So he's not like, you know, jogging around, but there is just something that just skivots me to no end. People, we have to, what skeeves you? Anything, it could be anything. I don't give it. It could be anything. When you don't change your clothes to lay in a bed, like absolutely not.
My clothes don't even make it past the bathroom. Like I'll come home, shoes off. I run to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, clothes off.
Bra
literally
off.
Immediately.
Once my bra's off, I'm not a real person anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to take mine off as soon as I get home.
Right. Literally. Sometimes I take it off in the car driving.
Oh my god, yes. I have so many bras and underwear in my car.
Like usually like when I walk
the
door.
It's like I start stripping as I get in the house. Like right. I just cannot deal with clothes being on my body anymore.
Sometimes I'll go and sit on the couch because I feel like I'm so tired. I'm like looking at the steps. I'm like, no. I just don't want to do it. And then I'll just take my bra off and I'll throw it on the stairs and then.
Well, I have to take my shirt off to take my bra because I take my bra off.
Oh, that's right. Because like you're a weirdo. She literally doesn't. Yeah, she just takes it off.
I take it off
didn't
like
watch
over my head,
the,
like a t-shirt.
One of our podcasts. She doesn't unhook it. She takes it off like a t-shirt.
Well, because I have little arms.
There's nothing you can say that will justify why you do that.
Because I have very little arms. Anyway, if you wear your socks to bed, go to hell. Stop listening to podcasts. You're not wanted here.
You're not wanted here.
Sorry, Sam. Who wants to be touching everyone else's feet, though? Honestly, I almost like.
But are they socks from the day? Or are they socks from the day? Sam, are they socks from the day?
No, they're fresh ones.
You put on a fresh pair of socks and then do wear them the day after?
You take a shower.
Okay.
And then you get cozy and you put cozy socks on.
But then do you wear them the day after or do you put them in the wash? That's like a waste because you're not doing anything.
No, I wear them the day after sometimes. Sometimes, if the sock goes with the shoe.
You don't like feeling your tootsies against the soft linen?
No.
Something I feel more. Like even, like, yeah, then those, like, if they're fuzzy socks, I feel like those can carry over for, like, the next night, perhaps, depending.
I would not, because, so I rub my feet on Paul's, like, all the time. I don't know
Cassidy
why I do
also
it.
Hates that.
Too bad. He's my husband. Yeah.
Like, I gotta
I
do
don't,
it.
I don't do that.
No, not like that. Like, no, I'll like, just, like, I would. Put my foot, like, I don't know. I can't
I think
explain
I understand
it.
What you're saying.
Like,
it's just
like
that
you
use him as a
heater.
Like, no, okay, I do that. No. I rub my feet together.
Together.
To
yeah. But not with someone else.
No, I do that with my own. Like, when I'm going to sleep, I'll, like, rub my feet, like, to go to bed.
It's
to
so
go to sleep.
Comforting.
And then sometimes I'm like, was that lightning?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God.
It's time for thunderstorms.
No, but, like, if his, I can't explain, if his feet. Maybe we should take the headphones off.
Why?
Oh my gosh!
What?
Yeah, if it
hits the headphones.
You're
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's her phone.
I think it would take a lot to come through like here. Like
well, it has to go through the. I don't know how.
Well,
yeah. Well, because it's like so. Then say this place had like
Cassidy
an electrical thing. We'll go
best
through
life
all the
right
cards.
Now.
Come to us.
I know she's so happy about the headphones.
That's what you get for wearing socks.
No, I feel like we're like not even recording. Anyway,
I can't hear myself. Oh my.
All right, what's next? What's next on the wedding podcast?
Nobody wants to hear about my stupid shit anyways.
Well, now that we've been.
Wait, did you tell us yours?
What? My what?
I don't know. What were you talking about?
Yes, you don't have to clean.
Go. Yeah, because she has a great life.
Okay.
Because she's fucking perfect.
Go on. Cassidy,
leave us. No, all right. You know what? I could.
No, it was valid. It's fine. I'm not upset about it.
I mean, I'm like good right now. I'm in a good place
in
my life.
Leave the pack. What are we talking about next?
All right. We're talking about the WNBA and how I would turn lesbian in a heartbeat for any one of them.
You're telling me.
I don't even watch the WNBA.
I feel like they would take good care of me.
Yeah.
I...
I don't watch any sports, but can I genuinely say the WNBA has been so big right now because now, like, because of sports betting.
Yep.
Did you see those girls during the draft? I didn't watch it.
They got Caitlin Clark on Iowa. I think she's Iowa, right? Or Ohio or something. Then we have...
Is that the girl that they're all talking about, her and her husband?
No. The girl, she don't have a husband. And then there's New Orleans. There's that player from... What's her name? They call her the Barbie Bayou. Barbie on the Bayou. She's good.
I think I know who you're talking about.
But let me tell you something. Some of these females have more swag than any of these little boys out there. Okay? Yeah. I got to tell you that right now.
And you know what I love about it? And I feel like, I don't know, like I was kind of obsessing over it. The outfits, they're in these really like killer pants suits. They have like the necklaces under the collar.
Yeah,
they're
outfitted like Louis
Vuitton. Listen, only for the game day photos. It's only for the game day outfits.
Yeah.
And I think it's such like a revolution in the fashion. But like these girls
are. And they got game and they're talented.
Have you been, they are.
And if they hit on me at Applebee's, I probably would go home with one.
Oh my gosh, they are not at an Applebee's. Now. Oh my gosh, but they're like making the little thirst traps on there.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, and they're like girls, like, they're like youngish. But then it kind of confuses me, the WNBA, because I'm like, okay, like, are these girls who are leaving college and then going into the women's league, and then they're like talking about their salaries and this and that, and blah, 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 and they're literally, obviously, as per usual, getting like an advertising for, you know, certain brands and whatever.
Yeah,
they're making
course.
Their money from there, not from the sport. But I think I can marry a woman in the WNBA. They're tall.
That's true.
She like, they're so tall. They could cuddle you. Person.
They could definitely cuddle us.
Oh, my gosh. So easy. But they might be... I don't know. But I could foresee...
Perfect. That makes two of us.
Well, I think there is, like, drama with one of them and, like, her girlfriend and this whole thing. But I don't really know.
Give it a shot. No pun intended. Give it a shot.
That was smart.
That's great.
Take a look.
That was a smart joke.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. And honestly...
Some sort of narcissism.
You don't have to be so... What's the word I'm looking for? Narcissistic about it?
There you go. But I feel like we're looking at a big turn in sports.
Yeah. No, fashion. The WNBA has been getting a lot of like buzz lately, and it's well-deserved because these girls are so talented. They're more talented than the men, I'll say it.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Even, like, the men athletes are saying these girls got fucking game. Like,
wow.
And it's really interesting. It's really interesting to watch,
too. I would love to see a women's against men basketball game.
And then, honestly, can I say something?
Yeah.
I
think that would be cool. The who cares about wedding podcast. Say whatever you want.
Yeah. So, say you go to, like, a Knicks game.
Okay.
Right? You know, just in general. You go to a Knicks game, but say you're, like, a young buck like myself, and you're like, well, obviously, if I go to a Knicks game, I'm going to find a hottie, somehow I'm going to become a wag, and then they're going to marry me.
Do you know what a wag is?
Women's wife and girlfriends.
Wives and girlfriends.
Of athletes.
Okay. Athletes.
So I'm like, if I just go there, stunt on them, they'll fall in love with me, and then all of a sudden I'm a wag.
What does that mean, stunt on them?
Like, it just means, like, you show up in this, like, you're just, like, you're just better than them. Like, you look so good, I'm stunting on you.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're stunting on them. Like, well, you're really just like, age. Oh.
What does stunt mean, honey?
Yeah, like, she came to kill. But the thing is, if you go to, like, a Knicks game, there's a certain outfit you're gonna wear. You know, or like a men's basketball, you're going to show up in like the thigh-high boots that are real tall with a short dress, probably a little bit of high collar, long sleeve, or you could do like a jean with a higher boot with like a little...
You thought about
this. She is ready for this.
Yes, you're ready.
I love like basketball game style. I don't know why, but it is something I actually like really love.
You like the game day photos. Did you like watching the NFL when all the guys came in like dressed up like
that? Oh my God, I love those. I
always find that very interesting. Back in the day, they didn't do that. Back in the day, guys, didn't they just wear, like, suits and shit to, like, they... But now it's,
yes,
like...
Yes, they
it's
did, and now it's actually... Which, it is kind of difficult. I mean, ugh, now this is just me on my soapbox. But what's his name? Jason Kelce? Not the other guy with T-Swizz.
Travis. So Jason didn't give a shit. He walked in flip-flops and a
T-shirt. Yeah, he was, like, in Adam Sandler mode. Yeah. And I think it's also very reflective of a lot of people now. I feel like now it's getting sunny out. Oh, my God, do you think there's a rainbow out there? Anyways.
Well, we are lesbians now, Jill.
There you go. No, literally.
Oh, maybe it's our time. Maybe it's our time.
Well, I'll tell you, actually, I do have a good story.
If God ever had anything to say, this is now the time.
No, literally. Well, I'll tell you, that's...
He's talking to you.
Well, that's how my friend got her first girlfriend. We sat in a Chipotle parking lot during the pandemic, and we said...
Oh, my God.
This is why we need the headphones on, by the way.
I don't know.
You're good. It's only 3:30.
And we said, let's both break up with our boyfriends and start talking to girls.
Are we putting these back on?
And then she did. We're putting them back on. We're not getting
electrocuted. And she's been a happy lesbian ever since.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a happy beginning with the girl.
You know.
So then a week later, she broke up with her boyfriend.
I just cut myself.
Anyways.
You saw my teeth.
Well, first of all, it was your idea to put them back on.
Okay. Well, it's not lightning anymore.
Hello. Oh, we're going to
We're not
going to
die.
In.
Okay.
We're not going to get executed.
Ow. Whoa.
All right.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back. Well, anyways.
I'm done with these. I'm done with these.
She's done for the day.
I just put my earrings back in, too.
Help me.
I'm literally not cutting any of this out. So everybody knows. As she's choking up a lung over here.
Okay, anyway, hold on.
All right, what's next on our topics list?
So, me and Gina are lesbians.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
we got that.
I mean,
this is a completely unhinged cockcast. Just
Stop calling it
the cockcast. Like, are we even going to, like,
you're the one who came up with it.
We have to.
Men who love curvy girls.
Yay!
I got news for everyone. Everyone, come real close to your screens. It's all of them. And if they say no, they're fucking lying.
They're lying.
Everyone was like...
Yep. Right, Sam?
My big girl boobs just moved the table.
Corinne's yitz.
And you know why? Because of these things. Guys love boobs and they love butts. Yeah. And curvy girls have both those things.
You know, they don't want to go humping a bone.
Humping a bone.
And if they want to hump a bone, they'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour.
Or a graveyard.
Just saying. Or Saltburn. You know,
I feel like we're on Silent Library.
That was so good.
Can we do that for the rest of the episode?
Yeah. What time is that before?
I told you.
You just asked two minutes
after you asked me last time.
So it's 19?
It's 3:32.
3:32.
Okay, last time I asked, it was 3:17.
It was 3:30. You just asked 2 minutes.
Well, I didn't hear it because I was laughing.
Oh, well.
All right, men love curvy girls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what do you like? What is your type?
What's my type?
Yeah.
The beefcake boys. The big ass boys. Me big too. Boys. Big ass boys. Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
If you're skinny, don't even fucking look at me.
I have an unpopular opinion. I love them skinny. Tall and skinny.
No.
They have the biggest dicks.
We're all like, no.
No. If I wanted a Q-tip, dicks. I would go to the CVS, okay?
She's not hearing what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, and you don't even have to say it.
That's untrue, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You like
that they all have that?
I don't know.
No,
it's true in my married life.
Are we talking about penis? Sometimes?
Yeah. The thing is, it's like
I literally said they have the biggest dicks. You don't have to whisper penis.
Yeah. I don't like a skinty boy, but I like to read between the lines.
What does that mean?
A little like in the middle ground.
What's physically in the middle of their body?
I would like Justin to hide behind a tree, and I can't find him.
Like they're dead. You know what I mean? Wait, what?
Like Jack Skellington?
Wait, hide behind a tree and what?
Oh, here's a good question. Here's a good question. What cartoon character are you attracted to?
Wait.
A lot.
It could be an animal.
Just kidding.
Like, wait. An animal?
Yeah, like what cartoon character or do you find to be hot?
Oh my god, I have them. And these are so niche.
No, those are my children. Like,
What's mine. What is it?
What is it?
I don't know if you guys have seen this movie. You may have. Leah may have seen this movie. No one in this room probably has.
Come on.
Sinbad.
The genie?
No. So Sinbad is about this like pirate man who has to get whatever. Sinbad is hot. And then there's also this goddess, Eris, and she's evil and she's hot.
Wait, this is a Disney movie?
No. It's similar to Road to El Dorado, but not similar to Prince of Egypt.
All right, yes. Well, can you give us a person that's like that we all know?
I have one.
Leah, what is it?
The man from Tangled.
Jessica Rabbit.
The what from Tangled?
The man from Tangled.
The prince from Tangled. Prince.
I never watched Tangled, but I know
he's cute.
Who you're talking
about. He's skinny. Although, I always thought I would marry someone who had brown hair, brown eyes. Mm-hmm. But now I ended up with a blonde hair, bluish, greenish eye guy. Weird.
That is weird. But I feel like he doesn't give, like, adult blonde, though.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's like dirty blonde. It's yeah, not like Gia like, blonde.
Yeah.
Who, do you have one?
Fresh bleach.
What?
Like, what's your crush?
Like, cartoon, though?
It could be, like, anything. Like, mine is...
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
All right, go.
From The Lion King, Simba, but older Simba, not baby Simba. I just like his voice. He's a king.
There's like literally TikToks about that. It could be,
like,
weird.
Like, it could be yeah, Simba? Like Simba.
Yeah.
Or Mufasa.
Really?
Big man. Like if Mufasa was a man, he'd be a big burly ass lumberjack man.
Interesting.
King of the fucking pride.
Interesting. Mufasa? So
like I'm not about like this like I'm bored about the Disney princes.
Okay, so I'm gonna go
like The Lion King.
Okay. So all right, I got it.
Dad.
I was like, he's
this took me like a minute to like think about it, but now you gave me like The Lion King. And I'm gonna go with you guys are gonna die.
Is it King Triton?
No. It's Tramp from Lady and the Tramp.
That's a puppy.
No, he's a dog, actually. He's not a puppy, Sam.
He's a big he's a dog. Dog.
Sam's like what Sam's like what's her name on Howard Stern? What's the girl?
I feel like who's the little guy from Chelsea?
He died, didn't he? Oh god, no, maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me.
Chewy.
Oh no, maybe I don't know. Whatever. So it's Tramp. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because he was like kind of like from the streets, mm-hmm. like kind of like he was like cool, but like he treated her like really like well.
Oh,
he was like sweet. A blue collar guy. I kind of love that.
Yeah,
it's Tramp. That's my guy.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay. And I'd be like lady, like old girly and shit.
Yeah.
Sinbad was shiesty. That's what
Can
I
you
like.
Google that?
And he was scrappy.
With what?
Like he could fight.
Oh, our phones. Oh, look.
Also,
there's a fire.
We have I to feel wait. Like you guys act like you don't have a laptop. You can look things up on this laptop.
Yeah. Well,
she's got the thing up there.
Oh, never mind.
I have to make sure I'm watching this.
So that we can make sure it's still recording.
Yeah. This was like an insanely unhinged pod.
I loved it.
No, yeah, it's good, wait, but we're like, not done we have yet. To wrap it up.
I know.
Calm
down. You got to finish.
You can't leave things unfinished.
No, yeah, you're right. You still have time. Only 4 minutes has gone by.
You're right. I know, but you know how I get.
Well, calm down.
You know, Cassidy.
Oh, look. Hey, girls. We're back.
Well, come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I feel like how does...
Plus size fitness influencer. This is actually, this one's actually very interesting. I want to... It's not... We're going to get off lesbianism and hot cartoon characters for a second. You saw... What was that thing on TikTok that you saw? The plus size influencer? Yeah.
So I am slightly ill prepared. I don't have her exact username.
That's okay. What was she? What was she doing? And what happened?
And I don't have the exact name of what she has copyrighted it's or cozy. Trademarked. It's Cozy Cardio.
Cozy Cardio.
And I think, which I'm kind of confused, but it's her. Like it's like the walking pad when you're just like inside.
Yeah, she basically like does it in her home, and she made like this whole big like thing about like how to do like cozy cardio. Like you get your water, you get your like you. She has like this whole big thing. You have to go watch her. She's really she has like a great like aesthetic like in her. You know, like she's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And her videos are good. And they basically, I guess, called her to the Today Show because I commented.
Mm-hmm.
And she's curvy, mm-hmm. so instead of focusing on her who invented basically this cozy cardio thing or whatever, they took another influencer that was fit and basically showed her they only showed the girl that made the cozy cardio for like 2 seconds, and then they showed this other influencer throughout the rest of the time being like, this is what cozy cardio is, blah blah blah. But it's like, okay, but why didn't you show the girl? But can I just say something?
And Sam, I said this before. Can you look it up really quick? I want to see. Just like Google cozy cardio.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying.
Cozy Cardio. Look it up on TikTok.
You're not paying attention to this cock test?
Today's show, I have a huge beef with them, and that's what I wrote on the thing. I feel like they are fatphobic. I don't care. I said it.
Is that with... Who is it with? What are the women that are on the Today Show?
No, the Today Show is like the whole morning. It's all of them. I don't think Coda is. I don't think they themselves are, but I think the people that they... like do their shows and stuff, I don't think that they never promote things like that. They promote weight loss, they promote fitness, they promote all sorts of things like that, but they never, we've contacted them numerous times about like, hello, we're the only plus size bridal shop in New York, and they've done bridal shops and they want like nothing to do. It's right. So bizarre. I don't get it. Like, why wouldn't you want to like help other people? Like, again, like we wear clothes, like just
yeah. Unless you want us naked everywhere.
Which you know for a fact they do not. Could well, you imagine the comments?
Beat, baby.
Look at her fat jiggling. Oh, yeah. Forget
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, that reminds me of like hazing week in sororities.
Oh, I when love it.
What? You hate, we did yes. a sorority?
I wasn't. Gia was.
I was.
But
I love hazing.
You know how many That's stories terrible, I've Gia. Heard of them putting these girls on like basically naked on washers and dryers and making them like they point out they circle all the areas that jiggle and
they make that should be illegal for it.
It's crazy.
I'm not a fan.
I could never do it.
No.
Have you been hazed?
Not really. I was like in the pussy sorority. Like we didn't do that. It's true. Like we didn't really get like hazed. It was more like psychological. Like we hate you. Like we don't want you to join. Like you guys just aren't good enough. And then all of a sudden we're in. But the other.
But like, what's the point of it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
To make women like feel like shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
but why?
I'll tell you why.
Well,
tell
for me men why. It's different.
So I think that there's certain hazing practices that I think should be out. We shouldn't be coming for people's looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, a little bit of trauma bonding does everyone good. Because at the end of the day, it's like...
I got enough trauma bonding from my childhood. Shit. Thanks, I'll pass.
Well, the thing is, you're with, like, your pledge class, which at least, like, every school is different. It could be 100 girls. Mine was, like, 15. So you do all this stuff and endure, like, the craziness and uncertainty together. And you're able... You're with each other. If you're not in class, you're together. All of you. So when you're all together, you're just spending time together all day, thinking about how terrible your lives are, and then eventually all prevails, and you're like, woo, and you're supposed to be really close, but I hated, like, 90% of my pledge class. I didn't like them.
So they why did you me. Do it?
I don't know. Like,
what was it called? Sigma Phi Kappa? Kappa
Sigma Gamma Phi. They're, like, a very small sorority. There's only, like, literally a few chapters, like, in New York. I don't know. I joined it because I just wanted to, like... do something, and I kind of liked how they got shirts, honestly, and I said, well, I want a shirt. I swear to God. I said, I just want a silly little organization, she is hazing for a little the shirt, and then when I was there, I was like...
We would have made you one on the Cricut.
What?
We would have made you one.
I know, but this was before the times.
It's like we're our own little sorority now.
No, exactly. So that's the thing. Is, I don't know. You join this weird little society.
We're not hazing people, though.
No.
No, well, I'm saying the thing. Four of us.
Yeah, well, my sorority...
every day.
Yeah, well, mine was, like, regarded as, like, the ugly and weird sorority. So, and so I'll tell you, a lot of the girl, like,
wait,
I don't know. What?
Would you let Leah in your sorority?
Absolutely. Any day of the week.
What about Cassidy?
100%. Why? Cassidy, everyone at this table would end up in the sorority. 100%.
Really? 100%. Do you think we're ugly and weird?
No, that's the thing. Am I ugly and weird?
No.
Exactly.
What about Sam? She's not at the table.
Oh my God, Sam would get in a heartbeat. But then again, they honestly might let some of them slip through the cracks because they're morons. You know what I mean?
So the sorority, you are not friends with anyone in the sorority anymore.
I'm friends with a lot of people that were in the sorority, but people that were kind of like around like my vibe. That's it. It's so weird. It went through so many ebbs and flows while I was in there because the thing is, there was like a huge rebrand and shift around the time when I came in. Like we kind of like changed the way we branded it and our vibe, and the like just the shirts they designed were tacky and ugly, and they had problems with. I don't know, because, like they wouldn't let us wear, like, crop tops, and they wouldn't let us do this, and they wouldn't let us do that. It was very weird, and I was like, let us do something fun. They're like, well, not everyone wants to wear a crop top. I'm like, I bet you they do. And everyone did want to wear a crop top, but it was a whole thing.
Well, those whores.
I don't know.
I mean,
like, was, I don't know. So,
Alexa
like, I feel like when I think about the sorority, it's, like,
Alexis
a very complicated, like,
Schitt's Creek.
Rigmarole of all the thoughts I have about it. But
yeah.
I just liked having all those girls around, and I liked always having gossip and always having drama around
like
me.
You love gossip and eavesdropping.
Huh?
You love eavesdropping and gossip.
I'd be, like, all for that stuff. I just feel like the hazing thing is just
no,
horrible.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I went to
that. Oh, I almost dropped out, like, 50 times. Every day I said to everyone, I said, I'm not doing this.
I went to my friends.
I need to drop out. This is the dumbest thing ever.
My best friends went to Binghamton, and they were my friend was in a sorority.
They're crazy.
And I've seen some hazing.
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
And I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll keep it to yourself.
I just had to memorize it wasn't like, bad. Songs.
Whatever, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I wasn't truly hate.
What's next?
Cassie they don't Cass. Sound like they'd be good to be lesbians with. I wouldn't date any of them.
We have, I think we have,
Sam sleeping.
We have a lot more gayish girls of sorts in our thing. But yeah, we were always like we were, well, I think that's, not to be whatever, but another thing is like, we were like the most like diverse sorority out of most of
what?
Them.
My watch. I burnt 666 calories. Left 15 minutes.
Oh.
Roz, isn't that her name?
No good.
Howard Stern.
All right.
What the fuck is her name?
Who?
Go.
I don't even want to do Thick and Tired today.
What? I had a good one.
I don't have any.
I'm sure I could come up with something.
Well, we should get into it because it's 46.
Well, so I married weird. My type.
Yeah? What's your type?
What? Justin.
No, I mean, what's your type? Like, what is he like? What's your type? What's your type of man?
She said.
Totally. Personality-wise.
Oh.
I was all physical over here. I only care about the physical.
Period.
Kidding.
Wait, what?
Just kidding.
What the hell? What you missed it, you fuck. What did she just
You'll
say?
Hear it on
she
the
said she only cares about the physical.
Oh. I'm just kidding. I think I like to be dominated. Justin's a very...
Oh, like a dominating personality?
He's a very strong person. Like, very strong.
So you're submissive.
Strong. In my relationship, yes. Actually, in some certain circumstances.
I feel like I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Cause
I Not all the time, but, like, I like when a man takes charge and he's like, this is what we're doing. Like, I feel protected by
It feels
Justin,
safe.
Always. Like, I could turn my brain off and I'm like, he's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's a self-sufficient man.
Although sometimes when I'm, like, nervous about flying, I'll be sitting on the plane, like, the plane will be, like, super turbulent, and I'll look at him like, I'm so scared, and he'll hand me literally Pringles and be like, here. You got this. You can handle this.
Here's your emotional support potato chip.
And it works.
We all need it.
It works, but that's
I had about
time.
7 bags in the back of my emotional support potato chip. What's your type, Corinne?
So not Paul, because he's, yeah, which is crazy, but they say opposites. What are you going to do? Definitely not. Paul was completely opposite from anyone I ever dated. I always dated tall, just... very like again like blue call it's just totally different than what he's very quiet. I always dated very outgoing guys, very talkative guys, like you said, like very take yeah, he's not like that. So I don't know, weird shit, man.
Who's your dream man to murder one day at the murder dance? What is it?
My Murder Mystery Junior Theater wedding show.
Every podcast you're gonna hear about it.
Next cocktest. And every cocktest we will literally...
Because I think it's fantastic. We should talk about every cocktest.
It is
fantastic. Yeah, because I just keep building on the idea. I should start writing it down. My dream man, I don't know. I mean, it's hard because I feel like... I haven't really, like... I don't know. My dream man, I mean, the thing is, looks, they heavily vary. Every guy I've been with just looks totally
different
from the next.
Like, what's the inside?
I don't like someone, I couldn't be with someone who has nearly as big of a personality as myself.
No.
I don't really like you someone can't. That outgoing, but I like someone who can be personable
that would be
with
chaos.
Others.
Like, I couldn't imagine going
even,
out with the two
even
of
my
you.
Friends, none of my friends have this kind of temperament to them because I don't really like that energy. I like everyone with calmer, more grounded energy.
Well, probably because it helps you
to
be calm and
grounded.
We kind of,
like, stay in our own stable place, and it's a lot more fun for me. So I like someone, you know, more grounded, not too grounded, but I do, like, lumberjack vibes. Like, I want you to be, like, a strong, beefy man. Like, you will do anything for me, but I simultaneously don't want you to do anything because I am so self-sufficient and independent. Mm-hmm. But if you do anything for me, I'll hate you for it. But if I can't do it, I need you to be able to go at a second. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not to be demanding, but, like, I have to replace my headlight in my car, which I've done a million times. But I'm literally like, I just don't want to do it.
I'm
literally about to ask
it?
My father to do it this weekend for me. I'm like,
See, and now I have to call Justin and be like, I need my oil changed. Like, you need to help me with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, like, I can really
I'll
do
just
anything.
Bring it to the garage and be like,
can
you do that? Everyone's looking at me like, everyone can do that.
I don't know.
We'll change your oil?
What?
What? What did you say? You said change your oil, right?
Yeah.
My oil. I mean, life. I don't know how to change oil. Justin I have no desire to do that. Yes,
but I need him to call the guy and be there for me to know, so that they know they can't screw me over.
Yeah.
You can't come in and say, oh, your brakes need to be changed now, too. Exactly. Like, I need Justin, actually, my big, strong man, to be like, listen, you're just going to change your oil and that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like my dream man, he'll come to me. I feel like he'll come to me, and I feel like I'm very adaptable to, like, if there's certain annoyances, I'm like, whatever. But then if there's other things, they're deal breakers. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you know when I find him.
I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to get him on the cock test when he comes.
I know.
I can't with the cock test.
Yeah, who knows? Men don't like me, so we'll see what happens. Maybe the WNBA will.
All right, do we have
I was going to say, I don't have the, my type is a woman, apparently. on the Iowa State basketball team, so.
There we go.
Not that.
A nice tall woman from Iowa. Nice tall. With some good biceps.
Why don't you thick and tired suit. Be something about, like, guys?
Well, no, because I love boys.
Well, there's things that you could say there's things that you could say you do love about guys. What is something you love about them?
I think my tired.
What?
Okay. What? I don't know. I don't.
I'm See, you don't like a take charge guy.
No.
And obviously, you can't be a lesbian.
I can too.
No, because if you were a girlfriend, you'd be getting mad at me right now.
I could be a lesbian. You just took me off guard.
This is, man, you gotta keep up with it. Wow. I gotta train you. I put my lesbian glasses on.
Are you like a queen lesbian?
I don't know.
There we go.
There, she's got her cigarettes. Yeah. Give me a smoke.
You're like, I don't know who's
that? All right, this was a really funny, like,
that was we weren't gonna do this
podcast because when we come in every Wednesday, Gia makes us have a really good list of, like, topics to go over, and I was in a bad mood, but then I had a sandwich and I felt better, so I started getting really silly.
She's
and
like
I'm
a
like,
Muppet.
let's just do a really funny podcast, and here we are. That's my
And
pick.
Then I had a sandwich and I was better.
My tired is... What time is it? My I'm tired fine. Is I gotta go. I gotta call. So, Corinne, what's your thick and tired?
That's it? That was your... What was your thick?
My thick was this cock test that we just did.
Oh, the cock test. All right, Gia, you go.
My thick...
Come on!
Make it snappy, Gia. We only got 8 minutes.
My thick is emerging masculine fashions of the WNBA, which I think I'd love to talk to Sam about that with. I don't know. Women in pants. That's my thick.
Yeah, women
in wide
pants.
Leg hot pants.
Love
and
wide
cute
leg
button
pants.
That's a good thick.
Tucked in on one pant. Side with a chain.
She thought about
my
it.
My tired is my lack of roster of men. Or the WNBA, really, either one. I'm talking to no man. I'm tired of it, but I don't really want to talk to them because I don't think they want to talk to me. But
I feel like that happens in phases.
You want this to be a summer of hoe?
I mean, I guess so. I'm just, like, bored, and I just feel like I need to, like, get on the horse just to.
Let's talk about it.
Because I feel like, why wouldn't I? I'm wasting my youth and my hotness by not doing anything.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, hoe it up this summer.
Yeah, that's a little. Well, that's.
Are you on dating apps?
Get on your game.
You have plenty of time.
Well, I had to delete all the dating
so
apps
tired.
On my phone because
okay,
I have no
this
storage.
This is my fucking tired. Is I'm tired of girls deleting dating apps and then being like, I can't find anyone.
Yeah, I...
Just to hook up with.
Yeah, I purposely just don't... I just don't go on, but I'm like, ooh, you should talk to someone. But I'm like, I really... And then I go on, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
But I had to delete all of them because I have no storage on my phone.
Oh, that's why you
we'll
delete.
Get that
yeah,
okay.
And then I'm going to go back on and have to make a new account. And then I'm going to be like,
that's
oh my
annoying.
God, all of you people have liked me before and you're going to see me again with a new slew of photos and think I'm... But I really don't care. But the thing is, I also think, I'm like, oh my God, what if I hook up with this person and they know that person and they know that person and then all of a sudden it comes back to them? What's
Stop
my
thinking about that. That's irrelevant.
There's only one person who, oh my gosh, wait, this is a total side note. I'm also sick of this. Weirdos DMing me on Instagram. Why is this kid DMing me? Cool shots.
Oh, people, I don't understand Instagram DMs I get some wild messages and I'm just like, I'm never answering you.
He used to be like the old... You know what? Okay. I don't know. Honestly, I make it a sprint and do it. So
my turn.
Leah.
Okay. My thick is that I get to go home tonight and do absolutely nothing.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's like an empty home. Justin's gone. But that's also my tired. I'm really fucking tired of him having to go away with the military because he's gone for the whole week and it sucks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At least you have some me time.
Yeah.
Is your tired me again?
Yes.
Nope. You've been tired about me for 3 weeks in a row now.
What is this? What is that?
No. I was drawing eyes. He's cross-eyed and he's smoking a cigarette. She's putting that stupid thing in her mouth.
So you don't have a thick and tired.
It's clearly Cassidy. No.
My thick is my pedicure nail polish.
The lobster bisque.
I love it. And I'm going to go get my fingers painted the same exact
color. Okay. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
And tired. What time? You know what? I'm sick of looking at this clock right now. So we got to go so that Cassie can go to her call.
All right, everyone. Welcome. Thanks for joining the shit show.
Yeah.
Until next time. See you next Tuesday. Let's get it.